This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV for Thursday, December 16th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert, topic number 5 today. COVID, first under this heading. A stunning admission by virologist Dr. Andrew Hill, who acknowledged in a Zoom call that his reversal, he changed his opinion on the effectiveness of ivermectin as a treatment for COVID-19 because $40 million. Here's how the story goes. Dr. Hill is a senior research fellow in pharmacology at Liverpool University. He's also an advisor for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, and a researcher for the World Health Organization evaluating the effectiveness of ivermectin. As such, he had influence over the world's guidance over whether this cheap and widely available drug would be used in early treatment of COVID-19. He had previously authored an analysis of ivermectin as a treatment, found it to be overwhelmingly effective. On January 6th, important date, Hill testified before the National Institutes of Health's COVID-19 Treatment Guidelines Panel supporting the use of ivermectin. But a month later, he published an unfavorable study, and oddly enough, he used the same sources as his original study in support of ivermectin. Only his conclusions changed. What else changed? Well, before he published, Dr. Tess Laurie, director of the evidence-based medicine consultancy in Bath, England, one of the world's leading medical research analysts, contacted Hill via Zoom. She recorded the call. A transcript was published in the new book by Robert F. Kennedy on Dr. Anthony Fauci. Laurie had learned of his change of opinion on ivermectin and reached out to him to find out why. And in this exchange, which is transcribed in pages 137 to 143 of Kennedy's new book, Hill admitted that his study would delay the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19. He hoped it would only be about 6 weeks before then that, you know, things would pick back up again. But 4 days before he published his unfavorable study, Hill's sponsor, Unitaid, gave the University of Liverpool, his employer, $40 million. Now, proximity does not equal causality, but coincidence? We'll let you decide. By the way, Unitaid is an author of the conclusions of the unfavorable study, and Unitaid is a global health initiative that works to prevent, diagnose, treat diseases in low to middle income countries. Main donors to Unitaid are France, the United Kingdom, Norway, Brazil, Spain, Republic of Korea, Chile, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Moving on. Some of the biggest names in biotechnology, including Moderna, the manufacturers of one of the two mRNA-based COVID vaccines available, have pulled out of an upcoming conference sponsored by J.P. Morgan on healthcare due to safety and travel concerns related to COVID-19. Wait a minute. Moderna makes a vaccine that's supposed to protect you against COVID-19, but they're not going to the conference on healthcare because they're afraid of COVID-19. You cannot make this up. And we note that another professional soccer player, or football player for the rest of the world, had to leave the field of play just after 30 minutes Tuesday night. This is the third in a week. French player, shortness of breath, chest pains, left the pitch. Over the weekend, Manchester United player Victor Lindelof was forced to leave with breathing difficulties, and Napoli midfielder Piotr Zielinski, 27 years old, should be the prime of health, was subbed for as he struggled to breathe during a game in Italy. There seems to be an epidemic of coincidence hitting these well-conditioned professional athletes. Topic number 4, wars and rumors of war. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday called for immediate talks with NATO and the United States over security guarantees for Moscow. Tensions continue to be high between between Russia and Ukraine. Kremlin wants to get guarantees that NATO will not expand any further east, especially including Ukraine. While all of this is going on, Russia has been staging live-fire drills with more than 1,000 tank troops in a region close to the border with Ukraine. In China, the housing giant Evergrande's collapse is triggering a number of other dominoes. The housing market is beginning to see a weakening in prices and values. Sales also down, investment down. This is about 30% of China's domestic economy. So the housing market is a big deal there. And as we noted, Evergrande, their big developer, is now being carved up by state-owned institutions as it has collapsed. And another real estate developer, Shimao Group, fell 20% on concerns that it will not be able to meet bond payments and that it may be collapsing as well. Now, why is this relevant to wars and rumors thereof? Because a takeover of Taiwan could go a long way toward alleviating China's economic issues. Taiwan dominates the global production of semiconductors, which are used in everything from computers to cars to washing machines to thermostats to toasters to you get the point. And Iran's state official or a state affiliated news outlet, the Tehran Times, issued a threat, a bald-faced threat to Israel on Wednesday, publishing a map of the country with markers reminding Israelis that Iran could strike pretty much anywhere at any time, or at least that is their claim. At the same time, a new poll shows that about 51% of Israelis would support a first strike against Iran's nuclear facilities, even if the Biden administration does not approve. Topic number three, debt. The House and Senate have both voted to raise the debt limit here in the United States to avoid a first-time default by the United States government. This bill goes to President Biden's desk for signature. The resolution introduced into the Senate on Tuesday raised the debt limit by $2.5 trillion. Now, it's being reported by the mainstream media that the vote was along party lines, 50 to 49. Now, as I remember my civics classes in high school, there are 100 United States senators. So if they're split 50-50, which they are, and only 49 Republicans voted for the bill, that means one of them didn't vote. I had to go to Senate.gov to find out because I thought that would be a item of interest to readers, but you can't find it in the corporate media. Go to Senate.gov, you find out that the Republican who didn't vote was Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming. And because she didn't vote, it was not a 50-50 tie, which would have required Vice President Kamala Harris come back from her photo op charging an electric vehicle to cast the deciding vote, which saves her the political baggage of being the one who raised the debt limit further. Now, the fact is, this bill would not have passed had Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell not reached a deal with Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to bypass the 60-vote handshake agreement that the Senate has to shut down a filibuster and advance a bill. They agreed to a one-time deal, one time until the next time, to pass the vote by a simple majority rather than 60 votes normally required to get a bill through the Senate so that the government wouldn't default. The fact is, a lot of Republicans in the Senate didn't want to deal with the political blowback of not raising the debt limit, but they want to be on record as voting against raising the debt limit so they can say, well, I didn't vote for it. Yeah, but you kind of did. And Senator Lummis, I don't know what, maybe she didn't get anything to abstain to keep Kamala Harris from having to go on record as the one who broke the tie that raised the debt limit. But just for context, the debt limit now officially raised to $31.4 trillion, but that's using accounting methods that would get corporate accountants thrown in prison. The actual debt limit of the United States using generally accepted accounting practices, or the GAAP method of accounting, is closer to $123 trillion, actually $125 trillion now that they raised it, because according to Chicago-based Truth in Accounting and its annual analysis of the federal government's finances, federal government has about $6 trillion in assets and now about $131.5 trillion worth of bills. That is, again, about $125 trillion shortfall. That amounts to about $800,000 per household in the United States. Sleep well tonight, Mr. and Miss America. Topic number two, volcano. The residents in the Spanish island of La Palma might be able to return home soon. The volcano there, Cumbre Vieja, has been quiet for about 48 hours. Scientists won't rule out a resurgence of volcanic activity, but they say it's unlikely. So praise God, because that could be bad if that really was an explosive eruption. We pray that we don't see that in our lifetime or the lifetimes of anyone that currently walking the earth. Coming up, how you can get the limited edition Defender Family Bible, read my new book for free, and why you shouldn't trust the machines. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Skywatch TV is proud to announce the largest holiday giveaway of the year, the Misfits Grand Giveaway. With so many in the body of Christ experiencing seasons of loneliness, insecurity, doubts about their God-given purpose, or feel like out-of-place misfits in the kingdom of God, the time for change is now. In their new book, Misfits, the ladies of Simply His delve into the vital spiritual realities and theological principles that demonstrate how these discouraging sentiments are not unique to you, but may in fact be indicators that you're on the verge of a spiritual breakthrough. In Misfits, you will learn surprisingly simple but life-changing biblical information that will empower you to discover your untapped potential, to find your God-ordained calling, and to embrace your destiny. Also included in this incredible holiday giveaway is Donna Howell's thrilling sequel to the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol, entitled Ebenezer, where she answers what was left unaddressed at the end of the Dickens novel, such as, whatever becomes of Tiny Tim? And what happens when people from all over London witness the change in Ebenezer and learn that the motivation behind all of his transformation began with what they believe to be ghostly visitations? You'll also receive the never-before-released collection, Christmas Classics, a beautiful volume of 9 full books with 14 stories total, all celebrating Christmas. These classic narratives will warm your heart and inspire you this holiday season, featuring titles in their entirety like A Christmas Carol, The Shepherd's Story, The Shepherd Who Didn't Go, The Gift of the Magi, The Other Wise Man, and several more. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc. Now, for the first time ever, this must-have assortment features 110 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length books are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices, valued at over $1,500 all by itself. You'll also receive directly from the Skywatch TV archive the complete Teens Rock Collection on DVD. Join Joe Horn and his talented group of young panelists as they discuss important issues facing today's modern youth culture. Featuring bonus interviews with musicians Alicia and Whitney as they perform their original songs, So Much More, and Try Kneeling. And finally, included in the Misfits Grand Giveaway, Joe Horn's new CD, This Time Around, featuring the entire Horn family performing hit singles like Long Drive. Talk to Jesus.
So let your heart light on fire for the one true Messiah. Talk to Jesus. Yeah.
This time around.
This time around. Yeah. It's not about my spotted record. Crying about the man I want to be.
And so many more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $1,600. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. The Misfits Grand Giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com.
Topic number one, the next step is Skynet. A professor and a fellow at the University of Oxford invited an artificial intelligence to participate in a debate at the Oxford Union on the ethics of artificial intelligence. So they had an AI defending the ethics of AI. Surprisingly, the artificial intelligence agreed with the prompt of the conversation. Quote, this house believes that AI will never be ethical, end quote. The artificial intelligence, which is the Megatron Turing natural language generation model, which has been trained on Wikipedia, Reddit, and millions of English language news articles published between 2016 and 2019, argued, quote, it is a tool, and like any tool, it is used for good and bad. In the end, I believe that the only way to avoid an AI arms race is to have no AI at all. This will be the ultimate defense against AI, end quote. There you have it. Now, the AI then went on to argue the other side of the argument as well, the other position. So I think the bottom line here is just don't trust the machines. Well, Skywatch TV, we are making available for a limited time the limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is the King James translation, large print, with the expanded Apocrypha, which includes the book of 1 Enoch, the book of the Watchers, which helps us to understand the strange incident recorded in Genesis 6, verses 1 through 4, the books of Jasher and Jubilees in here as well. It is a great reference resource, and again, large print, get to my age, that becomes more and more important. As part of our Friends of the Children special offer, as we prepare for the 2022 camping season at Whispering Ponies Ranch and the work we do there with our partners at Royal Family Kids, working with children in foster care between the ages of 9 and 11, you can help us complete the play area that's under construction there and help us to do it without going into debt. We never want to go into debt for the work of the kingdom because you never know what the future may bring. I mean, again, $125 trillion federal deficit. For your gift of $300 or more, we will send you the Defender Family Bible, a gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, including a calendar, keychain, coffee mug, a camp DVD, and Joe Horn's music CD this time around, which is, I will say again, he is a world-class musician. All of that, plus a $100 gift certificate to the SkyWatch TV store for you to spend any way you choose. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the Defender Family Bible, the Whispering Ponies Ranch gift box, a $300 gift certificate to spend any way you like, and invitations to attend a taping at the new SkyWatch TV studios, an invitation to our sponsors banquet at the 2022 Defender Conference, an invitation to tour Whispering Ponies Ranch and see what you have built, and take photos with the staff of Whispering Ponies Ranch and us from SkyWatch TV. You can find out more online if you are so led. Go to SkyWatchTVStore.com, SkyWatchTVStore.com. Look for the Friends of the Children special offer or call us at 844-750-4985. This week, SkyWatch Films. I'm going to tell you about the new division at SkyWatch TV. We've been producing documentary films now since we found it. We've actually now made an official division. SkyWatchFilms.com, the website, still in its early stages, but you got links to all of the documentaries that we've produced over the last 6 years there for instant access in full HD for as little as $2.95. That includes the new expose of the UFO disclosure movement, The Great Delusion, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping Secret Destiny of America, Silent Cry, the award-winning film on the ugliness of child trafficking, Inhuman, the next and final phase of man is here, like Silent Cry, a Telly award-winning documentary film, Belly of the Beast, and our two travelogumentaries in the Wars of the Gods series, all of those available for as little as $2.95. You can purchase 7-day rentals or unlimited access. Find out more. Get instant access right now at SkyWatchFilms.com, SkyWatchFilms.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, the ladies of Simply His, Nita Horn, Allie Henson, Donna Howell, tell you why Moses was the ultimate Old Testament misfit. They are the authors of the new book, Misfits, and it's an illustration of how God can use the least likely among us to advance His kingdom. In fact, that's His preferred method, so that no one can say, oh, it's because He was just so awesome that all of this happened. No, Moses stuttered. He didn't like being in front of people, didn't like speaking to large groups of people, and yet God used him to change the course of history. Well, all of us have roles to play. All of us are misfits. Find out more on this week's SkyWatch TV broadcast. Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team. You'll find the broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got our Apple TV or Roku app, you can watch it right now, again, in full HD. And even better, download it to your smartphone or tablet. Bypass the gatekeepers of social media. Yes, we've had to leave YouTube for another hosting company. We're at Rumble. But, you know, Rumble, being a Canadian company, is subject to the laws of Canada, which are even more restrictive regarding free speech than the laws of the United States. So who knows what will happen there? But if you've got our mobile app, well, it just comes right to you, bypasses the hosting companies, and you get all of our video content, news that the mainstream media wants you to miss, a calendar of upcoming events, and free excerpts from my brand new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. We're going to roll out probably 36 excerpts by February, which means by then you'll have read 3/4 of the book probably for free, but only if you've got our free mobile app for iOS or Android devices or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. Download it. It is free. We've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar at the website and find the link that says SkyWatch TV app, and then go from there. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.